AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A federal official says a man has been arrested after trying to launch a drone outside the White House.
The law enforcement official says it's unclear if the man intended to fly the drone at the White House or use it to take pictures. He was arrested for trying to launch it outside the mansion's fence. It comes nearly 4 months after an off-duty American intelligence employee piloted a quadcopter drone that landed on the White House lawn. The Secret Service said then that it appeared to be accidental, not a security threat. Still, the agency began focusing more attention on drone-related security issues. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter says the death toll is 8, with all passengers and crew accounted for 2 days after the deadly Amtrak crash in the city. Meanwhile, Amtrak CEO Joseph Boardman says it will be days before full service is restored.
Limited service at least by Monday, maybe full service Monday. We're really looking at full service for Tuesday.
A Taliban attack on Kabul guest house has left at least 14 people dead, including at least one American. Correspondent Lynn O'Donnell fills us in.
What we're looking at the moment is really questions being asked about how it could have happened, what presence the Taliban have inside Kabul, and what is the impact on governance and the new government of President Ashraf Ghani of this ongoing attack style.
Gunmen stormed a restaurant of a hotel as it was hosting a party for foreigners, including a Briton, an Italian, and people from India as well as Pakistan. The Sally Beauty chain confirms it suffered a second data breach. It notified customers earlier this month that it was investigating reports of unusual activity on payment cards used at some of its U.S. locations. The company says customers won't be responsible for charges. This is AP Radio News. A key voice in Britain's economy is urging the British Prime Minister to hold a promised referendum on staying in Europe sooner rather than later. Correspondent Kyle McKinnon.
2017 is the promised year for the referendum, and that is a long way off for some. The Bank of England's Mark Carney says knowing whether the UK will stay in the EU or go is in everyone's interest. The EU is the largest investor in Britain, and Carney says one of the great advantages of the British economy is its access to the European market.
Carl's Jr. and Hardee's are cramming a summer cookout into one burger. An upcoming addition to its menu offers a beef patty topped with a split hot dog sitting on a layer of Lay's potato chips between hamburger buns. Ketchup, mustard, tomato, red onion pickles, and American cheese will be thrown in as well. The burger will have 1,030 calories and 64 grams of fat. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.